Would you rather read a book with a positive sense of life, which is bad politically, or vice versa? Well, neither. I couldn't choose because I don't want either. At this stage in my life, I don't want to have anything to do with politics. That's why I don't want to answer questions about politics. I fought politics and concrete issues of politics all my life. I never wanted to, but I did so because you have to as part of the battle. But I'm retired now. I don't want to know about politics, only enough to know, in the crudest terms, what's on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. But to read a book which discusses politics, good or bad politics, would drive me crazy. Good, because you know for sure it's going to have to be edited and it's not correctly worded and it has bad implications. So I would never read a book with a political message at all. Now, as far as a sense of life goes, you're giving me the choice of a bad politics versus a good sense of life. I don't require a good sense of life to read and enjoy a book. I have read many books which are tragic, which the hero and heroine are defeated, and that is no problem to me. I read fiction primarily to go into another world. And if the writing, if I like the writing, the way it's written, if I understand the characters, if there's an engrossing story, that is absolutely sufficient to have me read the book and enjoy reading the book. I don't, of course, equate such books with Victor Hugo or Ayn Rand, but I've read all of Victor Hugo and all of Ayn Rand and all of Dostoevsky and all of the ones that I know to be good. And I told you what I want now. So its basic philosophy is not something I read fiction for now. And I read a lot of fiction.